Hey y'all, I'm your host Darius Austin.
And I'm your other host Joanne Austin.
And welcome back to another episode of Couples Chat with Two A's. So today, we're pretty much going to talk to you about being young and married from me and Joanne's perspective and our experience and all the things. So, so as we do all the time, let's get right into it. So one of the benefits that Joanne and I see in getting young and married, or being young and married, is getting to grow together. And what we mean by this is, like, so you pretty much grow your lives together. It's like, let's be real, at 23, at least I wasn't like fully established in my career, knowing exactly what I wanted to do in life and had my own house and all the things. I think that was one of the benefits in us getting together young, because we get to buy our first apartment together, live together, furnish it together, put out... My first apartment. And, you know, furnish it together, collaborate ideas together, grow in our careers. Well, I was still trying to figure out what the fuck I was doing. Wayne was clearly well what she wanted to do. She had that shit figured out.
Since
she was 17. Her boo thing, may he rest his soul, Mr. Dempsey.
I agree. We get to being young and having been married young. Mm-hmm. We did definitely get to do a lot of growing together, because we were still kids. I mean,
yeah.
Technically, you're grown after you're 18, but we weren't grown. We didn't have a real sense of what it took to be an adult, what it took to be grown, and we still were not like built into the people that we are today. So there was still a lot of growing to do. So to take a step back, Darius and I got married at 23. Mm-hmm. We were both 23, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because your birthday hadn't been cut up yet. So we were 23. We got engaged when we were like 22 mm-hmm. or 21. One of those. And a lot of people looked at us kind of like we were crazy mm-hmm. because we were getting married so young. And then we had only been dating for maybe like two years, yeah. I want to say. But the crazy thing with Darius and I is like we've known each other for such a long time. We met each other, well, I'd like to say middle school, but actually it was even before then, because we did Boys and Girls Clubs in Glenarden. So we did sports, so I kind of knew you there. Mm-hmm. Pretty much we've been in like 7th grade, how old are you, like 11, 12 years old. So we've known each other for a long time. And like we had good friendships even after we like dated in middle school and whatever that looks like. You just say, call me up and I mean, this is free.
Rising.
He didn't live too far away from me.
So we
could like walk to each other's houses and stuff like that. Like we made the library, because that was kind of like the midpoint.
Right.
But
still had to take a little hike, but you know.
We made it work. So, but we've known each other for a long time. So, for us to get married that young didn't seem fresh or new mm-hmm. because we had already had a history, in a sense. We've already known each other for years at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, a decade at this point. So,
started when we were young. We're mine. But yeah.
A lot of people look at us like we were crazy, all that to say. And like, are you sure this is what you want to do? How do you know this is the person you want to be with? You have so much life to live, and yet you really don't know much yet. Some people were just happy for us. I mean, I think these people that did question it were coming from a good place, because that is a very big decision to make so young.
Right.
Unless like back in the day when they were selling off their daughters at 12, but that's a whole different type of love marriage. So we're not going to discuss that. But a lot of people looked at us like we were crazy, and we really just had to do it. And I'm glad that we did it, because it was like one of the best decisions. One of the best decisions I have ever made in
my
life. Saying yes to Darius, marrying him so young, been to back to the point, we got to build so much together.
Yeah.
And
still building
so much together. It's like, anything we accomplish, anything we do, we know it's both of us. We know it's both of us. It's like, well, I brought this into the marriage, or I had this.
Yeah.
Like, we both had nothing coming into this.
Exactly.
Like expectations and a bunch of naive
dreams and aspirations.
auditions. That was it. And we were just like, look, whatever we do, we're going to do together. And it was kind of great for both of us because we came together in a point of our lives where we really needed each other to foster that growth, to push that growth. Because I know I was working through a lot of my own things, and Darius came into my life to a point where I'm like, not only was I prepared to be in a real relationship, I was prepared to like have one person, this is it, ready to be a solid relationship. I also didn't know how much I needed one person to help me work through some of the stuff that I had to work through.
Yeah.
And that's how we got to not only grow together, we still grow individually. Mm-hmm. Because being so young, he helped me to see a lot of things. So we worked through a lot of things when I was going through stuff. It's like, it was great just to have a person there to support me, to be with me. Like, my baby was with me shooting in the gym. I mean, from the beginning, before I even, like, graduated college, before I, you know, had a sense of who I truly was, before I understood where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do.
But that's the beauty of it, though. Like, I feel like that's all a part of the growing. Like, you got to go through growing pains, but all of it, to me, doesn't have to be painful. Like, to see you go through that, you know, graduation and then getting your first, you know, like actual job in accounting outside of school, and seeing you grow within that and then change that, and then see you study for the CPA and then get the CPA, and then now you're growing in with your CPA and got your own business and all the things. And I feel like that's the beauty of getting married young to me, because you get to see that, the whole transition, whereas you come together. And I mean, no offense to people that get married later in life, with that, if that's for you, that's for you. But I would rather, for me, go, I would do it all over again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rewind time and just to see that growth, because it's a beautiful thing to see somebody go through that and go through their woes with them and be the person that they lean on when they need you the most. And because you learn so much about yourself too in those moments. Like, I feel like that's another benefit, you know, as you grow, you go with it, but you also got time to sit and think about yourself, because you're like, okay, I'm dealing with this situation that my partner is going through. What can I do? Or how can I aid you in that process? And then you growing yourself. So I feel like as you grow with that person, you just keep going along, chugging along.
And to that point, I think it's good that we were both young. I think it's good that you have like a young person and an older person. Because again, since we were so naive in a sense, it was easier to help guide each other and mold each other along, because we didn't know nothing.
Right.
So it's not like, well, let me tell you how it was done. Or like, this is my...
It's like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah, but it was a good way that for the blind to be leading the blind, because we were so young and so naive. Mm-hmm. I think being naive was one of our best things that we have for us. It's like, well, that sounds crazy to say, like, nah, you need to understand what you're doing, you need to understand the commitment. Yeah, we knew it was a lifelong commitment. We already all just had the understanding that we're going into marriage to be in here for the rest of our lives. So we understood like that level of the commitment, but we did not understand the nuances of marriage. I'm not gonna lie, we didn't understand the day in, the day out, the communication and the dichotomy could set in. We didn't understand like the issues that were going to arise. Yes, we knew we wanted to have children, but we didn't understand the toughness of parenting.
Yeah,
yes,
that
we
too.
We understood finances a bit, but we didn't understand how much that shifts and changes when you're we were so naive that it helped us, because we just jumped in here first, like, I'm in love, this is my person, I'm going to be together.
Right.
But because of that strong love, and both of us knowing we just doing our best, because you don't know shit and I don't know shit,
right,
and we just trying to do our best, it helped us out so much being young and just being able to do that. And then I think it helped too, because we were the first people in our group of friends or like families, even though we're both the youngest in our sibling groups, to get married.
Exactly.
And that helped too, because we didn't have any type of expectation of marriage.
Right.
Like nowadays, a lot of people, especially, and then when we got married too, it was almost 7 years ago. So even Instagram and everything, social media wasn't as big as it was. Like social media and skyrocketed in a couple of years. But like to the point now, with social media and everything, there's so much expectation on what the wedding should look like, the proposal should look like, what all this stuff is. So it's like so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the first to go through it, so we didn't have none of pressure. We did whatever we wanted, and it was beautiful. It was purposed the way it was supposed to be. It happened the way it was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that. So it's not like, oh, well, my friend had her shower or her bridal shower. It looked like
right.
This. Or this person had this backdrop and I want my wedding.
You had, right. You had nothing to compare to. That's true. That is true. Because we literally, it was a clean slate. It was like, here's a blueprint with nothing on it. And we were like, or a canvas. And we was like, okay, so where do we start? Do we start from the left corner? Fuck it. Let's just jump right into it. And I think something that you said too that's important is like when you have that older person and you have that younger person now, it's kind of like you got to blend that together, because that older person now is like, okay, well, this is the things that I have because I've been living for so long, got my own house, got my own car, so you can just move in with me. Or it's not like we didn't have to, yeah, right? So now you got to go through that. And I think that's also a challenge. It can work out for sure, but it's like, I feel like that's another obstacle, because now it's like, you always got to be in the back of your mind, this motherfucker put me out at any moment, because technically I'm in his or her shit. Versus if we got it together, it's ours. We can build it together. We can grow. And then let's say you move into this person's house and you like, I don't like the way this is set up because this is not the way that I would foresee my house being. That's another challenge. So it's like, I think that's another benefit of getting married young. You get to build and not blend. Not saying that that is a setback, but I feel like for us, that was a major benefit. And something that you touched on earlier too, you said that us being married at a young age, we both got to, at least for you, it was the same for me, but we both got to see each other go through our personal issues, but we still grew through that. And I think that too, also is a benefit, because it shapes who you are. Versus if you're coming into a person, or you're getting married at an older age, you kind of don't know that younger person. It's like you got to figure all of that out. Versus with us, I felt like I knew who the 23-year-old Joanne was versus the 31-year-old Joanne is.
Not only the 23-year-old version, you got to learn who the 20-year-old version was, who the 18-year-old
version. Right. Correct.
As I was working through all of that, and as I was working through all of that, one, I felt safe enough to unpack it with you, mm-hmm. but then it really got to show each of us who we truly were.
Mm-hmm.
Like the real deal.
I see you true. Sorry, I got some very motherfucking situation, but.
So we really got to see that, and it helped because it made us stronger,
mm-hmm.
because now we were empathetic and we understood where we were coming from when certain things would happen.
Mm-hmm.
If we were triggered by something, we understood what
happened. Right.
So exactly. It made more sense, because a lot of times if you don't understand that, then it's harder in the end, because you're like, where's this all coming from?
Yeah.
If you understand where it's coming from. So we got to work through a lot of our challenges, a lot of our problems, mm-hmm. and our issues together, because when you're 20 something, you ain't worked through it yet. You ain't,
right.
I mean, but it also made us stronger and just showed how real the love was, because going through all that, we still stayed together. We're still right. together. And it's right. like, it makes me love you even more,
mm-hmm.
for you to be vulnerable and mm-hmm. help to allow me to take the journey with you to mm-hmm. work through your stuff.
Yeah, and I must say too, that's hard, like to be vulnerable in front of someone else. Yes, that's the love of your life, your mate, all the things, but I guess that's another benefit. It's like when you have been by yourself for so long or dating for so long, you have that option to not unveil that. To open up that closet.
So long.
Exactly.
You know, open that door or to break those walls down.
Exactly.
Get the more stale we become.
Yeah.
Well, literally. And the more, like, the more hardened you become,
mm-hmm.
the more protected you become, mm-hmm. the more experience that you have, that are negative, mm-hmm. you lose hope. You become
yeah.
less optimistic. So if yeah. you've gone through relationship after relationship after relationship, and you try to, you put your all in, at some point you're going to be like, look, I've done. So now there's a less of an option or chance that you're going to get there. Or even if you do get there, it's going to be so much work for your spouse
right.
or your new partner to try to like decode all that mm-hmm. and figure all that out. Like when you're young, that's another benefit because you're not going through that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it goes to the bit of us being so naive. Now, you can say we didn't have a lot of experience
right.
because I didn't go through these relationships and work through this stuff, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I think all relationships are going to encounter the same difficulties and complications.
For sure.
Only have to do it with five other dudes.
Right.
Okay. We came across the same issues, and it was just with you, and now we worked through them together. So yeah. It's not like we didn't learn and we didn't gain, you know, with those single people that had multiple relationships had to go through, because our relationship at some point, I'm pretty sure, turned down one of those paths, and we had to figure it out.
Right.
So.
And I mean, like you said too, like you just hit on a point, we didn't have to like learn or unlearn things. I think that's also important, because being naive, you learning to fucking gather. Like, it's like, okay, well, I didn't know this, but and I think that's the beauty of that. It's like you take what you learn and you're like, all right, well, I know we slipped up in this area, but we know not to do that again. Versus when you're already older and you're set in your ways, now you have to unlearn all of that bullshit, because it's like, now I gotta pretty much reset yourself to be with another person.
And when you get set in your ways, a lot of people are like, well, that's just me, I'm not going to change.
Exactly.
It's just such a selfish cop-out. Like, when you're in a relationship, when you're in a relationship, you should be willing to do what's best for your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What's best for you, what's best for your partner. So if that means having to have to change something about you in whatever way that is, you should be open to do that. When you're set in your ways and you're older, another difficulty, another complication. Like, you're not gonna just switch something or change something or be open to doing something new, because it's like, oh, well, I've been doing it for this long, then it's fine. No, it's not. Right.
It may be fine to you, but again, you're speaking from a person that's not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're not saying that, oh, I've been with this person for so long that I'm willing to do this and that. And that's another thing too, like, excuse me, when you do marry young, is nothing that you gotta change, because that person has seen it all. Like, they've grown with you, so they know this, that.
Nothing for me to change, because may be immature, or you may be dirty, or you need to be more cleanly about yourself. Like, it could be something you want to change, but because you're not stuck in that, it's easier for you to change.
That's true. Okay.
So, because I've had to change things, I'm not gonna say I just came in and worked so that I was.
I guess I meant to say, like, you're more open to change.
Yes.
Than somebody that's not, like you said. And like you said, when we came in this together, we had pretty much no expectations. Of course we had expectations of each other, but it wasn't like you said, we didn't have anything to look up to. Like, oh, I'm going to be like my mama and daddy.
Well, that's true, because our parents didn't have successful marriages.
Right.
Our parents didn't have successful marriages. I think both of our parents were actually married at one point. I don't know if your parents were married when you were born, but both of our parents were married. Both of our parents are divorced. So we didn't even have that. Like, I know maybe a good one, I would say two, but one married couple that's still married that can actually be viewed upon as a... what is the word I'm looking for? A role model of marriage, in a sense. But even then, I wasn't as close to them, to my godparents, to say I want or I hope to have a marriage that emulates something like that. So there was no vision of what marriage was supposed to be. So when we were both open to making it what we wanted it to be, what we needed it to be. And that was so helpful, because social media today, and it's it's literally a millisecond. People are making decisions about their lives and putting value on themselves and other things based off a millisecond. Photo. It's probably been photoshopped and edited and changed and all the things. When that, to me, is crazy, and I'm so glad that we did not have that. Even looking back, everything still worked out great. Everything still worked.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I'm actually glad that we got married then, and I'm not getting married again now. I feel bad. Well, yeah, right now everything's inflated, but not even that. I feel bad for people that are getting married right now, because expectations are so high. You want to have a lot of likes or a lot of clicks or a lot of engagement, and you want it to look a certain way, and it has to be top tier.
Insta
worthy. It's the
because it's.
Can we vlog it, and what are we gonna do?
I mean, because now
that's too much.
Everybody wants, like you said, everybody wants to show everything off. Like, even when I tell people how I propose, it's like some people view it as, oh, that was just so simple. But I'm like,
that's all I wanted.
Exactly. It don't have to be, oh, we're gonna take you to my fucking Barbados, the beach.
Expectation for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Now you still have to get married. You still have to get the house. You still have to have
birthday. And I'm not saying like, people should shoot for the lowest bar, but I'm like, just make it simple. It don't have to be Instagram worthy. It ain't gotta be Twitter or X worthy. It ain't gotta be Facebook worthy. Exactly. They're living.
Yeah, they trying to keep up with the Joneses, so they live to a false, fake ASS. Expectation dressed in what's best for you. So Dingers proposed to me. We went out to dinner, and I should have known then because it was all weird acting. I don't know. And then after that, we went to see some Christmas lights. I love Christmas lights. He proposed to me December 9th, 2017, if I'm correct. And we went to Meadowlark Botanical Gardens. They have a really nice light show, and there we literally go every year with the kids and everything. We take a picture on the same little front bench. But I really like Christmas lights, and that's all I really wanted. And it was just us two. I know some people have that, like, they throw huge parties and have all these people for the surprise. And they, again, if that was for Triple,
right, I think that's just right.
Because I do know a friend of, old friend of mine, that's what she wanted. She wanted her family, her close family there. She wanted the people that were important to her there and all of that. And if that's what that person wants, yes, give it to them, because you want that experience to be what they want it to be.
For sure.
But all that to say, you don't have to go above and beyond for that, because at the end of the day, you're just asking a question, and then you got to move on if there's more work to be done.
Because now, if you propose as big, what the fuck the wedding gonna look like? Like, I mean, it's like with people that be having initials in the middle of the floor with the fog machines and all the shits with the drapery with the motherfucking...
It's cute.
Earl, you, what you calling people that be floating from the sky? Them motherfuckers. It's like, at the end of the day, again, if that's what floats your boat, do it. However, our boat ain't floating that motherfucking way. And I'm so glad that we got married here in the States, and then we went to Costa Rica and had a huge turn up with just our intimate friends and a little bit of a splash of family members. Like, that's another thing. It's like, we did exactly what was best for us. It's like, and I'm not knocking nobody that's gonna get married older, but now you wanna do it big and bold because why? Because that's what you see, or your friends have done it, so now you have that expectation of, oh, if my friend did it now, I want to do it two times bigger. No, like, we went in it, like you said, with a clean slate, and I love that. And I kind of like the fact that we didn't have anybody to look up to as far as marriages, because we got to do it our way.
I never even, had thoughts or dreams about how I wanted my wedding to be.
Facts.
The first wedding I ever attended was my own. I think I attended one wedding when I was a child. There was like my mom's friend that was at a courthouse somewhere, because you know they need a witness.
Oh,
my
right.
They came to get out of school, so it was dumb.
I've been to one wedding.
The only wedding, actual wedding that I experienced was my own. Even when the time came for the wedding, I'm like looking at the pants like, so how this supposed to go? Like, I'm like, what's happening here? So that helped so much, because we got to do what we wanted to do. And then, so like Derek said, we had a small wedding here because we knew we were going to have our wedding, a destination wedding in Costa Rica, but you got to be married in the States first. Like, being married over
there. We did go to marriage counseling before.
Yeah, marriage counseling.
Everybody do that.
Marriage counseling was great. It was a whole like 16 sessions. It was like real work, homework and all. Like, I loved it. So when we went overseas again, we got a lot of pushback because family members, well, that's expensive, we can't make it, you know, what about this person that can't fly, this and the third. It was one something that I think that needed to happen for me, for us, for our union, because it really showed us, don't waver for somebody else. You got to do what you got to do, and we knew that's what we needed. And it was kind of disheartening because first there was a big hoorah and a lot of people that were going to go, and all the deposits were put down, and we're like, yes, yes, yes. And then y'all know, the closer you get to the date, people start falling off, and it's excuses, and we can't come. Like, it was to the point where I think we couldn't lose any more rooms. If we lost one more room, we would have lost like the block.
Yeah.
So it was very small, but I'm grateful for that, because that was one of the best times of my life. Those people that were there were meant to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to run around to this place and that place and entertain all these people.
Right.
The people that didn't come, I'm glad, because everybody that was there, I felt good with. I love. There were no big elephants in the room. You know, when you're trying to get all your family together.
Yeah, we got to do that bullshit, right?
None of that. It was just like, we were all having a good time. Literally, everybody, if you wanted to give a speech at our wedding, you got to give a speech.
Everybody.
It wasn't just the bridesmaid and the maid, and the best man. No, it's like, if you care for us and you have something you wanted to say, everybody, you got to say it. I mean, we kept them on a little clap, but we got to have that time. And it was freaking
And I felt like it was like the reception for me was the best part because it wasn't real formal. Like, it was shirts being opened up, shoes being taken off, motherfuckers was doing splits and being sore the next morning, you know, ripping pants and shit. The reception was just lit. Like, it was a lot of fun. And I can honestly say,
with the staff, they was like, come on,
right, this party, you know what I'm saying? Party. Motherfuckers was twerking on the staff members and shit. But it was just like, we didn't have to hear everybody's opinion about, oh, why didn't you do it this way? Why didn't you do it that way?
And we had to feel okay with sticking with our opinion, the way we wanted to do it.
Right.
And I love that too, because just there's not our good at this stale period. Like, if we want to do something, if this is what's best for us, we ain't changing it. You can put in your 2 cents, you can say whatever you need to say, but we ain't changing it. And it started from that day. It started there because I remember going back and forth, like, should we still do this? So many people can't come, blah, blah, blah. Someone was like, no, you got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So being married young helped us to understand we have to do what we need to do.
Yeah, and you can value someone's opinion without taking heed to that opinion. Of course, we heard everybody out, but again, we still did what we wanted to do. And I definitely admire that about us. And I think, like you said, that's the benefit of being married young. It's like you get to do it the way that you want to do it, and all the naysayers or whoever feel like they have an opinion, we weeded that shit out. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful for being married young.
We got to start doing that. You get to stand in your big dick energy, because like, I'm grown, I'm gonna do what
exactly.
I want.
Exactly.
But that was hard for a lot of people because again, we were still young, right. And when you're still young,
people think you're still a child.
Still a child. You're still gonna do what they ask you to do or tell you to do, and that tripped up a lot of people and really showed mm-hmm. them like, oh, they grown. They serious. They grown. They really doing this. And I'm like, mm-hmm. yes, this is what's best for us. And I tell everybody all the time, you gotta do what's best for you. Even if that's not what's good for me,
mm-hmm.
even that's not to my detriment, like if that's what's good for you,
that's the all that matters.
You gotta do that, because that's what I'm gonna do it 100%.
So like, pretty much what you're saying is like, being married young helped us set very clear boundaries. And I would agree with that, because we get to see what type of boundaries need to be set for each of us. And I think it helps to hold yourself and your partner accountable when you do that. And I think that's another benefit of us getting married young. It's like, okay, well, I see you need a little bit of boundary there. I mean, you don't go out and say it like that, but you just make it a, you know, known to your partner, like, hey, this is what's going on from what I'm seeing. I think we should do this. And I think that helps, because yeah, it's not like one boundary after another after another. I felt like everything in our life has literally worked out the way it's supposed to. And it continues to do that. It's like, no matter how many times we worry about something, it just works out. I don't know how the fuck it does it, but it does.
I want to go back to what you were talking about. It wasn't a lot of boundaries at one time. We were slowly building that, because again, we ain't no shit. But once
right.
we knew something was coming, we're like, okay, I need a form this boundary right here to protect myself. Mm-hmm. When you're older and you're getting into a relationship and you're already established, or you already have your non-negotiables and all that other stuff, it's like, as soon as you get into a relationship, it's like, all right, here's my boundaries. Here's this, right. this. And that's to be very aggressive. And that's another thing too. How do you even introduce them and not be aggressive, or make sure that, you know, you get them out early enough so that nobody crosses your boundaries or like what have you? We kind of just gradually made them and built them. So it felt light. It wasn't like a demand or something that had to be
right.
done. And then you're older and you're trying to bring these two whole lives together. I think you mentioned this earlier. It's like the blending versus the building. If you have two people that are already built, that are already sustaining themselves, that are already successful, what have you, it's so much harder for them to put those two lives together. Who sells the house? Do you buy a new one together? Who moves across the... Who moves?
And don't think about kids.
Or if you already have kids, how are you spending your holidays? There's so many more questions when you're trying to take two whole people that are already in their ways, foundations,
two different lives,
and put them together, versus two people growing into one life,
mm-hmm.
versus having two lives trying to fit into one relationship. So that's another benefit of being young. Again, I think the best thing we had on our side was the fact that we were so young and we were mm-hmm. so naive, and that we truly loved and cared for each other. I think when we got married, it was like, look, it's me and you against the world.
Because literally,
at that time, we needed each other.
Yeah.
We didn't have that extra layer of support.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that confidant, but we know we need it to grow the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And we helped each other do just that.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You push each other. Mm-hmm. You push each other. Because, don't get me wrong. At 23, it sounds like you grown, but...
You ain't grown. You don't know
nothing. You ain't grown. You know what I'm saying? And especially me...
I still don't know much shit.
Not truly understanding, you know, like rent and all of that shit. Because I live with my mother. I mean, the only thing I was paying was my motherfucking car note and cell phone bill. So, that was another thing. Being married young forces you into, you know, other responsibilities that you now have to... take into account for. I mean, especially for me, I think it was different for you because you had your own apartment and things like that, and you literally was living by yourself when you was in college. But I didn't get to enjoy that fruit of that labor. But it definitely made me who I am. It's a part of me. Like being married at 23 versus 31-year-old Darius now, two different people. But I can honestly say being married at 23 definitely have made me mature a lot. It helped me view a lot of things differently. Relationships differently, marriages differently, kids differently, you differently, me differently, everything, the world. Like when you get married at 23, it sounds like a big commitment. It is a big commitment, but it's like, I don't know, I just felt right to do. I didn't have any withholdings, or I really wasn't scared. I mean, not at all. I mean, I was nervous the day of, because of course the wedding day.
Yeah, I just go have a panic attack. Because it was like, I think it was Sister Marcy, actually. She was like, it's time now, baby. You can't, you gotta do it. I mean, everybody's out there waiting for you.
I remember that day. Like, that day was one of the best days of my life.
But yeah, I never second
guessed. Seeing you broken out, looking delicious.
Another thing that was a benefit was getting married young, in a way, protected us. And I want to say it protected us because we didn't have to go through body after body. We didn't have to go through person after person. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to navigate what is now the dating realm or world.
Right.
It's absolutely trash. So, if you're still out there, I pray for you. May the odds be ever in your favor.
You go through the dating apps and shit?
Yeah, I never had to have
a dating app. I wouldn't even know how to do that.
I never downloaded a dating app. Nowadays, that's how people are meeting. We went to this this panel, and two of the individuals on the panel, it was a love panel, were in relationships, and I posed the question to the panel, how did you meet your spouse, or you're not with somebody, or you're not with a partner, how did you meet, what's the most memorable way you met someone? Mm-hmm. And
met on Bumble. I remember that shit because Serena Williams was pushing that when that first came out.
So, I mean, and older people are meeting on apps. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, I'm glad I never had to navigate that space. And because how do you know what's real? How do you know who did just what's up? Whose picture is real? If the catfish. I mean, I think it protected us. I really think getting married young, and it was a protection for us, because I wouldn't even want to have to.
Right. And going back to that too, like, not trying to be funny, but older people view some older people view marriage as like outdated. Like, they don't even believe in that. So it's like, so what if you bump into that? Like, what if you try to get married? You
see, marriage is outdated.
True, but it's just like, in an older realm, it's just like, okay, what if you like, oh yeah, I'm ready to settle down and do all the things, and if you want to have kids, that's another thing. It's like, again, you got to blend, because it's like, what if the person already have kids and you don't? And you're like, well, I want kids of my own.
It just makes it so much.
It's a lot.
If you're already past 23, because I'm sure if you're listening, you passed 23, there was still hope in keeping it alive.
For sure. I mean, love is still out there.
I am so grateful and so thankful that we got married when we did.
Indeed.
A lot of the things happened in our life that I wasn't sure why they were happening at the time, but we went with it because it felt right.
Go with the waves.
And right now, it still feels right.
It feels right.
Like Darius mentioned, I never once questioned marrying him.
Not at all.
Never once questioned how it was going to work.
If this is right.
This is going to make me feel like I just knew, like, this is it. And I'm so glad.
Sorry.
I'm so glad that we followed through with this and we got married young. We got married young because, and I know people that have been together since they were young and waited time to get married.
Yeah.
So now they're, you know, a little older and they get married because they feel like, okay, I want to wait until I get stable, I make enough money, or I'm in a certain place.
Never,
or I'm
right.
It's like, you still at the same time married.
Right.
Like, you act like you can't battle yourself and build to something when you're in a relationship.
Because a
like
lot
when,
of people...
When you're in a marriage. Like, I just don't understand.
A lot of people base situations off of finances. So they're like, we're not financially ready for kids. We're not financially ready for marriage. You're never going to be even financially... You're never going to be financially already, whatever that looks like, for anything. So you just got to do it.
And I'm like, what's the difference of waiting, you know, okay, maybe the relationship wouldn't have lasted, so they would try to protect themselves. But if you're questioning it and married, then you probably should be getting
married. Period.
So you do wait 5, you do wait 10, you do wait 15 years, mm-hmm. and then you get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
you could have been married 15 years ago.
Right, right, right. But
shit was cheaper. Like,
facts.
I understand. Like,
facts. You could have been married today. Facts. But again, man, if you're still listening, we thank y'all for listening, and we just wanted to share with y'all what it was like for us to be married at 23 and dating before all of that, and just to let y'all know we still had to go through our woes like everybody else. Everybody said we make it look so easy. Thank you for that. But
we go through shit.
Marriage and parenting and all the things and growing and being your individual selves, it comes with its ups and downs, but more ups for us than downs, and we learn from the downs and we continue to learn from the downs, but we always up,
we up till we stuck.
And I still love your ass
to this day. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life, top 3, saying yes and marrying you, saying yes and having children with you. Mm-hmm. And not killing you when you piss me off, because I enjoy having you here.
Thank you, honey. But y'all, that's it for us for today. Tune in again next Monday. Every Monday you can find us on Soundwives.
Please. And then we will ask, if you are listening, head on over to Soundwives.
Please.
To link at all from our website. Yep. www.coupleschat.com. Mm-hmm. With 2 A's. Head over there, subscribe. We are trying to build a community, and you really want to be a part of that community, because we're going to be giving out some good goodies, some good nuggets, some information. And we just want to have a place where we all can make this a open conversation. So please get over there and subscribe. Join that community. Listen to us at Soundwives. We do host podcasts in other places, but it would mean a lot to us if you went to our Soundwives platform.
And subscribe. It's free.
It's free.
All right. Peace.
Peace.